what Xiaoling said just now, I guess, touched many of our hearts. But I guess more people than we imagine do those things when we drive.
刚才小玲姐妹跟我们分享的那个故事打动了我们的心，因为我们很多人都有同感，也在我们开车的时候都有同样的情况。
Yeah, I know we feel guilty at that very moment, and we ask God to forgive us.
我们那个时候会觉得我们有负罪感，然后我们请神能够原谅我们。
When you think of it, it's kind of ridiculous how long we just lean on the horn, driving down the road, being angry.
有时候我们想，这个是真是多么不可思议的事情，我们在那里按着这个喇叭这么长的时间，在这个路上这样开车。
The screen is not showing the text.
我们的屏幕还没有显出这个字幕来，请大家请。
Shall we stand and read the verses together that we're going to study this morning?
我们今天我们现在先站起来，一起来读一下经文。我们今天要早上要分享的经文。
We'll read it slowly with understanding. We'll read in English first and then Chinese.
我们慢慢的读，我们先读英文，然后再读中文。
Let's read together.
一起读。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention. Oh, I was wondering why you stopped.
大家请等一下了，你看看。你可以打开圣经，这个是在以弗所书一章十五节。
Reading from the New American Standard 1977 version.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. And still not on the... Let's start from the beginning again.
我们从头再开始读。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is these are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
好，大家一起读一下中文。十五，因此我们既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为他们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将他赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他从你这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的奥秘大力，使他能够治愈复活，他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、处事的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也超脱过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
May God bless those who read His word.
愿主祝福那些刚才读他话语的人。
Christ has been given all power and authority.
我们的耶稣，我们的基督已经给了所有的能力和所有的权柄。
Christ's power and authority is given for us who believe.
基督的能力和权柄是给了我们的，因为我们相信。
Not given to us, but for us.
不是单是给了我们，也是为了我们而给的。
Given for our benefit.
是为了我们的好处而给的。
These are the only two points I hope we can remember today.
这两点就是我今天让大家记住的。
I've shown in the English worship this example, but most of you haven't seen it. Does anybody know what this is?
我在英文崇拜那边呢，给大家讲过这个东西，大家有没有人还记得这个东西？他们都在那笑。
This is supposed to be a filter inside my refrigerator, so when I drink water from it, the water comes out filtered and clean.
这个是我冰箱里面的一个过滤器，如果放在里面的话，水从那里经过，这个水就干净了。
And I was trying to save money, so for a year I didn't change it.
我为了省钱的话，有整个一年我没有换过。
And I kept telling Tricia how good the coffee tastes because of the filter in the refrigerator.
我有告诉我太太，这个我的咖啡是多么的好喝，因为我这个过滤器是在放在冰箱里面。
So after the light had been on for months, I finally opened up the contraption and I took the filter out, and it wasn't a filter.
过了几个月以后，好久以后，我才打开那个冰箱，然后打开想看一下那个是过滤器怎么样。原来我发现这个不是过滤器。
Instead of putting a real filter, they just put a placeholder for you to buy a filter to put in.
为了省钱的话，那个只是放着一个塑料的构件，是让你自己去买一个真的过滤器放进去。
This is what is supposed to be in there.
这个才是真正要放在冰箱里的。
So the point I'm trying to make today is that Jesus has been given all authority and power.
今天我要提的这一点就是耶稣是给予了所有的能力和权柄的。
But unless we know it, it is not going to help us.
除非我们知道的话，不然的话，那是不会帮助我们的。
And if we believe in something that is a lie, we are only lying to ourselves.
如果我们只是相信一个谎言的话，那这我们就是对自己说谎。
So it really matters a great deal whether what I believe is true or not true.
真的是很重要，是我信靠的是真的还是假的。
Because often we convince ourselves that we are believing in the truth when it is a false, and when it's a falsehood.
很多时间我们只是让我们自己相信我们是真的是相信，但是那个是个假的东西。
Adam and Eve were blind too.
那个亚当和夏娃那个时候也是瞎了眼的。
We can go back to the very beginning of creation.
我们可以回到在创世的时候。
And they didn't appreciate the perfect world that God created for them to enjoy.
他们两个也并不在那里感谢神，创造了这么一个美好的世界，让他们住在里面。
So very quickly they lost the benefit of a perfect world.
很快他们就失去了这个美好世界带给他们的好处。
Because our main focus today is on Jesus Christ and his position.
我们今天所要看注重的是耶稣基督和他的地位。
I want us to look at several different ways that God has revealed His Son to us throughout the Bible, Old and New Testament.
我现在想要请大家一起看一下，在整个圣经中，这个神是怎样在那里显明给我们的。
If we don't know this to be true, we will not enjoy the benefit of Jesus' power and authority.
如果我们不知道这些是真的话，我们是不可能能够享受神给我们的权柄的。
The Bible was written in order that we might understand and appreciate God's eternal plan.
这个圣经是这样写的目的就是让我们能够知道神永世的计划。
Think about the first man and the first woman that God created.
想一想神所创造的第一个男人和第一个女人。
And you will realize that what Brother Sik Wong prayed just now has deep significance for our faith.
我们这样的话才能理解刚才王锡培弟兄给我们祷告的，这是有很深的这个理由在那里。
About gay marriage.
就是有关这个同性恋结婚的事情。
When Adam and Eve sinned, why didn't God just kill them and wipe out the human race and start over again like he did with Noah?
当那个亚当和夏娃这犯了罪的时候，为什么神不把他们两个一起杀死，然后再从头开始创造一些人类，就像挪亚的时候神所做的事情。
God did not wipe out the human race because he was going to save the human race through his son Jesus Christ.
那个时候神并没有把整个人类消灭，因为他要做的就是通过耶稣基督来拯救人类。
That means that all human history has only one purpose.
这样的话就知道整个人类历史只有一个目的。
History is supposed to reveal Jesus Christ.
这个历史就是在那里显明给我们看耶稣基督的事情。
The only reason there is a history is because of Jesus.
为什么我们有历史，就是因为有耶稣基督的事。
How does God reveal His Son to us?
神怎样把他的儿子显明给我们呢？
Do you think that God looked at people one day and said, "Since marriage is so important to people, I'll just use it to reveal Jesus Christ"?
是不是神有一天对人们说，因为这个婚姻很重要，所以我就用这个婚姻来显明耶稣基督给大家看？
That's not quite true.
这个不是真的。
Because God created marriage to explain the relationship between Jesus and the church.
因为神创造了这个婚姻这个事，就是为了来显明耶稣和教会的关系。
Because Jesus Christ is described as the bridegroom.
因为耶稣基督就是被形容那个成那个伴郎。
And we the church,
新郎 ，sorry,
are the bride.
我们这个教会就是新娘。
Jesus is a bridegroom who loves the bride with a sacrificial and a jealous love.
这个新郎就是那样的爱新娘，他是有这个牺牲的爱，也是有嫉妒的爱。
But jealous not in the way that human beings think of jealousy.
这个嫉妒并不是人们所现在所认为的所想象的那个嫉妒的意思。
It is a jealousy that is willing to be totally committed unto death.
这个是这样一种嫉妒，就是说他完全的委身，甚至于死。
God invented marriage to teach us about salvation.
神创造了这个婚姻来教导我们什么叫做牺牲。
And that is why it is a sin to mess with God's design for marriage.
这个也是罪恶在那里干扰神婚姻的计划。
He created marriage to tell us something about His Son Jesus Christ.
神创造了这个婚姻来告诉我们他的儿子耶稣基督。
If we think about it, everything instituted by God, the church, the family, the government, all are actually telling us something about Jesus Christ.
我们仔细想一下的话，神所创造的那个这个家庭、教会和政府，都是告诉我们一切有关耶稣基督的事情。
If we don't understand that God created marriage to reveal the truth about salvation, then we cannot explain why God says, "Do not commit adultery."
如果我们不能理解神创造这个婚姻是能够向我们这个显示耶稣基督的话，我们就不能理解为什么神创造了这个婚姻。
So Christ's jealous love for us not only defines marital faithfulness, it also gives us the reason and the strength to stay faithful.
这个耶稣基督给我们这个耶稣基督这样有嫉妒的爱是。
Not only defines marriage faithfulness,
不但定义了这个婚姻的婚姻的这个神圣，也
gives us the reason and the strength to be faithful.
然后他也给了我们这个能力和理由，能够使这个婚姻是能够有神圣。
So unless we have Jesus' love in us, we could not love someone else. We could not be faithful.
所以，如果不是耶稣基督爱我们的话，我们是不能爱别人的。
Unless we know what Jesus has done for us, we won't have the ability or the strength to be faithful to our wives or our husbands.
除非我们知道耶稣基督为我们做了什么，我们不会有能力和力量来这样对我们的，使我们的妻子和使我们对我们的妻子或者丈夫那样的忠心。
And remember, Jesus tells us that committing adultery begins with our thoughts.
耶稣告诉我们，有关这个就是淫荡的话是从这个就是淫荡的话从思想开始。
And so we as the bride of Christ are committing adultery when we worship false gods.
如果我们是耶稣基督的新娘的话，如果我们在有婚外情的话，就是我们对耶稣的背叛。
Can you put the pointer on the slide? It won't change. Thank you.Ephesians 1:22 says he had all power and authority for deciding the affairs of his church.
以弗所书一章二十二节说，他有所有的能力来决定教会的事情。
He is the one who rules over his kingdom, and he appoints rulers and officers.
耶稣基督是他是这个他有这个王国所有的权柄，他在那里指派官员。
Christ is the one who bestows gifts so that it qualifies us to serve.
基督也是那一位给了我们这个能力，让我们能够给了我们这个礼物，让我们能够侍奉。
And the right way to live until He returns.
让我们有这样一个合适生活的方式，直到他的再来。
Because He conquered sin and death and overcame the world, Jesus Christ enables us also to overcome sin and to learn to live by faith.
因为耶稣他战胜了死亡和罪恶，然后也战胜了这个世界，所以耶稣基督使我们能够也能够战胜这个罪恶。
Just this week alone, I surfed the internet to find some pictures about people involved in religious traditions.
这个礼拜我在网上查了查，我看见有一些人们是怎样做这个这个在宗教上有一些什么传统。
There is evidence everywhere that people are lost.
有这样一个证据说在很多在所有的地方人们都已经丧失了。
And they don't know who they believe or why they believe.
他们不知道他们为什么信靠他信靠的是什么。
Look at these people from different parts of the world.
看看这些其他不同世界上不同地方的人们的事情。
In Kathmandu, they wash themselves in holy water.
在加德满都他们在用这个圣水来受洗。
Can we please change the slide?And here these people are worshipping the end of winter.
在这个地方那些人在那里敬拜这个冬季结束。
I don't know how running around the tree means you're worshipping the end of winter.
这个我也不懂那些人在那里围着树转来转去是怎样敬拜这个冬天的结束。
And here Shiite Muslims in Iraq are hoping to touch the tomb of a favorite imam, one of their priests, seeking blessing from a dead person.
这个在伊拉克的一个神庙里面，那些人在那里为了是触摸一下这个坟墓，那个坟墓是以前一个很有名的他们的阿訇，他们的那个神父的这个坟墓。
And here is a priest blessing someone's new puppy.
这有一个这个牧师这个这个。讲道的人，所以他是我知道他是神职人员，他在那里为这个狗而祝福。
Yes, give him some holy water.
给他一些圣水。
We know how holy water comes.
我们知道圣水从哪里。
I hope we Christians are different.
我希望我们基督徒是不一样的。
That we worship and follow a true and a living God.
我们只是在这里敬拜和能够跟从一个真的和活的神。
And Jesus has a true and jealous and sacrificial love for each one of us.
耶稣有是这样一个真的，是有这样一个基督的爱对我们每一个人的。
But what makes it great is that behind that love there is authority and power.
有一个使这个更伟大的，就是在这个爱之后，他有能力和权柄。
Because it's not an impotent love without power.
这不是这个空虚的爱，他没有权柄的爱。
If we don't turn to him, who should we turn to?
如果我们不转向耶稣的话，我们转向谁呢？
Here, these children in Manila are getting ready to receive Pope Francis to visit one of their churches.
这些在马尼拉的儿童在那里在这个教会呢准备接受这个主教到他们这里来访问。
They're dressed up as Swiss guards to welcome the Pope.
他们在这穿的衣服呢像是瑞士的卫士在那里欢迎这个主教。
And here they've waited so long they all fell asleep.
他们等了太久了说明他们睡着了。
What question would you ask yourself when you see religious worship like this where people fall asleep while they wait?
这个你在这里会问什么问题？那些很宗教虔诚的人们在那里等待的时候睡觉了呢？
Are we waiting faithfully for Jesus' return?
我们是不是在那里衷心的等待耶稣基督的再来呢？
What will it be like when he comes back?
如果耶稣基督再来的话会怎样呢？
Let us wait faithfully and patiently.
让我们忠心的等待，然后耐心的等待。
Let us wait for something that has true eternal significance.
让我们能够等待这真的是有永世盼望的这个耶稣。
This little boy is waiting in Argentina for the team to come back after they lost to Germany.
啊，这个在阿根廷的儿童在那里等待那个他们的球队回来，那个球队和德国比的时候输了。
Look at how sad he is.
他是不是很伤心
？Is that how we're going to feel if the Seahawks lose?
如果我们看到我们的 Seahawks 队失败的话，我们也会像这样吧。
Let's wait for the one who's already won the greatest battle of all time.
让我们这里等待那一位已经赢了所有战争的这个伟大的人。
What are these people waiting for? Are we waiting for the same thing?
那些人在等待什么呢？是不是我们在等待同样的事情呢？
Historians related the fall of the Roman Empire to the rampant obsession with games.
这历史学家是告诉我们，这个罗马国的崩溃是和那些罗马人这个痴迷于这个游戏有关系。
They relate the fall of the Roman Empire to the empire being so obsessed with going to the Colosseum and watching chariot races and watching Christians being eaten by lions.
他们那罗马国为什么崩溃呢？因为很多人就是罗马人在那里这样的痴迷于到这个大剧场在这个斗兽场去看那些斗兽，还有看见基督徒被杀。
That was the beginning of the end for Rome.
那个就是罗马帝国终结的开始。
I'm not saying you shouldn't watch Seahawks.
我不是说你们不要去看 Seahawks 打球。
But God has revealed so much about His Son to us that we're not even paying attention.
但是神在那里在很多地方显明耶稣基督给我们看，但是我们并没有注意。
How do you read the Bible?
你怎样读圣经呢？
Not only as the history of human failure, but of God's plan to save the failure of humanity.
这个圣经不单说了这个人是怎样失败的历史，但是也显明了给我们看神的计划，给我们一个救恩的计划。
Think of Jesus as the true Abel who was killed innocently.
大家想一想，耶稣就是那个真的亚伯，他被那样他毫无。好无罪的被杀了。
Jesus is also the true Abraham who left what was familiar in obedience to God the Father to come to the world.
耶稣也是那位亚伯拉罕，真的亚伯拉罕，他是大家很熟悉的，他就是对父神是那样的忠心。
Jesus is the true Joseph.
耶稣是那个约瑟。
Who sits at the right hand of the king?
他就坐在神的右边。
Who forgave those who betrayed him and then saved them with his power?
他是在那里原谅的那些背叛他的人，他原谅他们。
Jesus is also the true Joshua.
耶稣也是那位真的约书亚。
Joshua before the battle of Jericho meets the true Joshua, which is the Son of God.
耶稣亚在这个耶利哥之战之前碰到了一个真的耶稣亚，就是神子。
And he asked,
是啊。
Are you for us or are you for the enemy?
他就问，那你是站在我们这一边还是敌人那一边的？
That was the wrong question.
那个问题问错了。
Because the Lord answered no.
神说不。
Do you realize what a better question would be?
你有没有意识到一个好一点的问题是什么呢？
Instead of asking if God is on our side, do we ever ask, are we on God's side?
不是问神在不在我一边，而我们是问我有没有站在神那一边。
The Bible refers to the pre-incarnate Christ in Joshua 5:13 as a man.
这个圣经在那里显示给我们看，就是神这化成人，在这个在约书亚五章十三节。
Jacob wrestled with a man until daybreak in Genesis.
雅各和那个一个人在那里摔跤，一直等到天亮的时候。
These are called theophanies.
这个是被叫做。
A theophany, which is an appearance of God in physical form.
就是 theophany 这个字呢，就是英文，就是说这个神以人的形态存在的。
God has been heard but never seen.
我们都听过神，但是我们没有见过神。
The Holy Spirit is not a physical being.
这个圣灵它不是我们这样一个人的形状。
He has been seen only once in the form of a dove, only once.
圣灵是我们人只见过一次，那个是他以这个鸽子的形态存在过一次。
But Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, walked among men visible and touchable.
但是耶稣，我们的基督，他是三位一体的第二个人，他是像人一样走路，大家看得见，大家也可以触摸。
So the Old Testament theophanies were pre-incarnate appearances of Jesus Christ.
所以我们旧约中的这个神子，就是耶稣基督以人的形态那个时候显示给大家的。
Although the writers referred to him as the man or the angel of the Lord.
作者那个时候就是把他指为这个天使或者是人子。
How do we know that those appearances were the second person of the Trinity?
我们怎么知道那些人子是我们三位一体的第二个位格呢？
Because the angel of the Lord does not appear again in the New Testament after Jesus became man.
因为我们的天使我们的天使和人子在耶稣基督来了以后因为耶稣基督是一个真正的人那些就不再出现了。
Why do I spend time talking about this?
为什么我花时间来讲一讲这个事
情? Because it shows us that Jesus is God.
因为那些显示给我们看耶稣基督就是神。
That he existed before he was born on earth.
他在地上出生之前他已经存在了。
John chapter 1 tells us that all things were made by Christ.
约翰福音一章三节告诉我们所有的东西都是耶稣基督造的。
Colossians chapter 1, Paul wrote, we read that by him, by Jesus Christ, all things were created.
在哥罗西书第一章说我们从他身上读到所有的事情都是被创造的。
The Bible refers to Jesus Christ as the one who holds the universe together.
圣经上这样描写耶稣他是说他把整个宇宙都聚在手中。
He does that now.
他现在也在做这个事情。
He did that before the incarnation.
在他成人在他在人的形状之前他也是这样做的。
So this truth about Jesus Christ is related to the verse today that says he has all power and all authority and all dominion.
这个所描写耶稣基督的事情和今天的经文是很有关的。他是所有荣所有权柄和能力还有在他成人变成人之前他都有。
See what the prophet Micah wrote in the Old Testament.
我们看一下米迦是这个先知是怎样在旧约中讲这个弥赛亚的事。
But you Bethlehem Ephrata, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
他这里讲到伯利恒以弗他利你在犹大诸城中为小将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列中为我做掌权的他的根源自根骨从太初就有。
These truths about Jesus Christ our Lord shows us the unity of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament.
这些有关耶稣基督的这个事实告诉我们这个整个圣经是这样的完整它的不管是旧约和新约都是一致的。
I'm amused by how many people tell me some prefer the Old Testament, some can't stand the Old Testament, they prefer the New Testament, the whole thing works together.
有时候我被这样的话语所逗乐了因为有些人说我喜欢旧约我不有些人说我不能看旧约有些人说我喜欢新约我但是整个圣经都是一体的。
We need to know the person of Jesus Christ so that we don't fall prey to heresies out there.
我们要知道耶稣基督这个人这样的话我们就不会成为一个法利赛人。
So that you and I will benefit from the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
所以这样的话你和我就是能够从主耶稣基督的这个能力和权柄中得益。
Otherwise, books like the Da Vinci Code or Heaven is for Real, you'll get all kinds of confused ideas.
有一些书就像那个什么达芬奇密码，在那里干扰我们，使我们混乱。
Are the eyes of our heart enlightened, as Paul says? Are we enlightened in our hearts?
我们是不是我们的眼和心都被开了呢？
Do we read the Bible as the story of God's purpose to save us?
我们是不是这样读这个圣经？因为我们知道这个圣经是为了救我们而写的呢。
That the gospel comes through Jesus Christ, His Son.
这个我们的福音是从主耶稣基督神的儿子那里来的呢。
That we're all on a journey to deeply, more deeply understand God's word.
如果这样的话，我们就是一个在一个旅程中，这个旅程能够让我们真的是深的能够理解神的话。
Jesus is also the true and better Job.
耶稣也是一个更好更真的约伯。
How?
怎样的呢？
Because Jesus is the only really innocent sufferer who intercedes for his friends.
因为耶稣基督是真的是为他朋友而愿意死的那一位。
Jesus is the better Samson.
耶稣基督是更好的三生。
Because Jesus' death accomplished much more good than Samson's death.
因为耶稣的死完成了比撒松的死更好的事。
Jesus is the true David.
耶稣是真的大卫。
Because his victory becomes our victory.
因为耶稣基督的胜利变成了我们的胜利。
Though we are like the Israelites, we never had to pick up a stone to fight Goliath.
所以说我们不像以色列人需要拿起一块石头来和哥利亚而作战。
We are like the Israelites who never had to pick up a stone.
我们
and Jesus and David did it for them.
因为我们就不像以色列人那些人一样需要拿一块石头和哥利亚作战，因为大卫做了那个战。
Jesus is the true preacher in my favorite book in the Bible, Ecclesiastes.
耶稣也是在我圣经中最喜欢的那个经节，就是传道书中的那个传道人。
Because Jesus leads us through despair. And helps us to find God.
因为耶稣基督带领我们，能够走过这个悲伤和失望，然后能帮助我们找到神。
And Jesus is the true Jonah.
耶稣也是那个真的约拿。
If you ever went to Sunday school, you know that.
如果你去过主日学的话，你知道约拿是谁。
Why did God include all of these stories in the Bible?
为什么神把这么多故事放在这个圣经里呢？
Because every story in the Bible can remind us about what Jesus has done.
因为在圣经中的这些每一个故事都能够提醒我们耶稣基督为我们做了什么。
Ultimately, the whole Bible is about Jesus.
最终的话，整个圣经就是有关耶稣基督的。
When Hosea talks about the exodus of Israel from Egypt, he wrote,Out of Egypt, I called my son.
当何西亚讲在这个讲这个带以色列人从埃及中走出来的话，他这样的写道：以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，他从埃及招出我的儿子来。
Hosea calls Israel my son, that is God's son.
何西亚说我的儿子，那个是神的儿子。
But when Matthew quotes this verse, he was only talking about Jesus.
但是马太在这里引用这个经节的话，他只是讲了耶稣。
Hosea was referring to Israel as the son.
何西亚讲的是整个以色列族都是儿子。
But Matthew wrote, and he arose and took the child, Jesus, and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod.That what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, "Out of Egypt did I call my son."
这个马太这里讲到，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去，住在那里，直到希律死了。
For a long time, when I read the New Testament referring to the Old Testament,
很长一段时间，我讲这个新约的时候，我常常引到这个旧约。
I would go and look at what they refer to the Old Testament, and I say, how did they get Jesus Christ out of this verse?
我这个时候就是这样引用，我是翻旧约，我就说这个他怎样从这段经文中引出这个耶稣基督来。
Until I listened to some lectures recently,
直到最近我听了一些讲章
by a pastor in New York City.
是一个。在纽约城的一个牧师这样讲的。
I came to understand the New Testament writers understood that it is not just some stories and some prophecies in the Old Testament that have been fulfilled by Jesus Christ, but every story
因为这些新约的作者知道，不是一些故事或者一些预知预言的事情在旧约中被耶稣基督所应验了，而是所有的故事、所有的预言都在新约中被耶稣基督应验了。
Ultimately, the whole Bible is leading us to Jesus Christ.
最终的话，整个圣经就把我们引向了耶稣基督。
And this is the way to understand the work of the Father.
这个就是我们能够理解我们的父所做的工。
Because Jesus has all authority and power.
因为耶稣基督有所有的能力 和权柄。
Who has now given us the Holy Spirit to continue to guide and to teach us.
然后他给了我们这个圣灵能够接着指引我们。
Because of time, we won't repeat those verses again.
因为时间的关系，我不在这里再重新读这个章节了。
You go back and read those verses in the first chapter of Ephesians.
大家回去一起去重新再读一下这个以弗所书第一章所的章节。
You will see how Paul is trying to do the impossible.
我们这里可以看见这个保罗是在那里做那样怎样不可能的事情。
To describe the immeasurable greatness of Jesus Christ.
他在那里描写了是不可测度的神的能力。
Uses many different ways to describe his authority and power.
他用了很多不同的方法来描述耶稣基督的能力和权柄。
But think of under his feet.
在万有伏在他的脚下。
It made me think of John the Baptist when I read that.
伏在他的脚下，让我想起来这个施洗约翰的事情。
Because John the Baptist said, "I'm not even fit to untie the Messiah's sandals."
因为施洗约翰在那里说，我甚至不配替这个耶稣基督提鞋。
And yet Jesus said that there was no one born of woman greater than John.
耶稣基督在那里说，世上没有人从妇人说的，从妇人生的，没有人比施洗约翰更大。
But even this great prophet had his doubts.
即使这样，但是这个很大的先知施洗约翰也有他的怀疑。
And think of what Matthew wrote at the very end of his book.
我们想一想，马太在这本书的最后一部分，他写了什么
？That when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful.
他们这个门徒看了耶稣就拜他，但是还是有人疑惑。
And our Lord Himself said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
我们耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
The last two verses in today's passage are difficult.
最后两个最后两节的经文在今天的讲章中是比较难理解的。
What does 22 and 23 mean?
这个二十二节和二十三节是什么意思呢
？It says that God has put all things under the feet of Christ.
说神把世上万有都伏在耶稣基督的脚下。
That He's made Jesus the supreme head of the church.
他把这个耶稣基督成为教会的元首。
And this thought has been said in Psalm 8.
这个事情也在被诗篇八章里也讲到。
You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet.
你派他管理你手所造的，是万物成在他的脚下。
And the church, which we know as the body of Christ, is commanded to reveal the fullness of Jesus Christ to the world.
我们知道教会就是基督的身体，他是要在那里显明耶稣基督是这个丰满的。
Without Christ, the church would not be a church.
如果没有基督的话，这个教会是不会成教会的。
And Paul wrote to the Colossians, "For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus."
保罗在哥罗西书这样讲，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And again in chapter 2, Paul wrote, "For in him all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form."
在这个哥罗西书二章中，保罗也这样写，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
So in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul attempted the impossible.
在以弗所书第一章的时候，保罗在那里做不可能做的事情。
He described the immeasurable power and the glory of God in his son Jesus Christ.
他在那里描述神不可测度不可描述的权柄和能力在耶稣基督里面。
From today's verses, we can see God has a threefold purpose.
我们从今天的经文中，我们看到神有三个目的。
the totality of his own divine nature is perfectly revealed in his son Jesus Christ.
神从天上来的圣洁的这个完整性全部在他的儿子基督中被显明出来。
God has given Christ as a gift to us.
神把耶稣基督作为一个礼物给了我们。
And through the church, God intends the rest of the world to see his power and glory.
通过这个教会，神也让整个世界能够看到他的儿子耶稣基督。
God's plan for the world is in the hands of his church.
神对整个世界的计划就在这个教会的手中。
Jesus is counting on us.
耶稣在那里仰仗我们。
He has no plan B.
他没有第二个计划。
There's only one plan for the church.
他只有对教会只有一个计划。
But this can only work if we as individuals realize that.
这个只有我们每个人每个个人都意识到这点的话才会做成这个计划。
So I end with the two points we started with.
我今天就用两点我刚开始的时候讲的两点来结束。
Christ has been given all power and authority.
基督是给予了所有的能力和权柄。
His power and authority is given for those who believe.
他的能力和权柄是为了给我们这些相信他的人。
Think of this and remember.
想一想这个东西，大家能够记得。
Is what you believe true?
你认为是真的。
After I saw this, the coffee didn't taste so good anymore.
让我看见这个东西之后，我就觉得我的咖啡不太好喝了。
Coffee is a mental thing.
Coffee 真是一个思想上的东西。
Too many Christians have not yet discovered the spiritual wealth that God has put into our lives through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很多的基督徒现在还没有发现神给我们的丰盛，通过耶稣基督所给我们的。
Let me finish with this illustration.
让我用一个例子来结束这个讲章。
Those people who don't know what they have,
那些人不知道他们有什么。
Are like the late newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst.
就像这个晚报的一个出版商，他叫 William Randolph
Hearst, who invested a fortune collecting art treasures from all over the world.
他那个人呢，就花了很多很多的钱，然后呢，在全世界收集那个珍宝。
One day, Hearst saw a description of a treasure that he must get his hands on.
有一天，这个 Hearst 呢就发现有一个描述，他这个描述的话就是有关一个珍宝的，他觉得他一定要拿到的。
If you've ever visited Hearst Castle on the California coast, you will see that there is a relentless pursuit of luxury and self-indulgence.
你如果去访问一下加州的这个 Hearst 沿着海岸的这个有个大的豪宅的话，和他的周围你会发现，真是有一个无限的不可描述的财富他所拥有的。
It looks so much better on my computer at home.
我在家里的电脑上看起来这个东西很
huge compound.
一个很大的一个好房子。
Huge outdoor pool, huge indoor pool.
很巨大的。室外游泳池和室内游泳池。
Dozens of bedrooms.
有十几个卧室。
So fancy and ornate, I don't know how anyone can fall asleep in there with all the colors and gold and everything.
它里面这个卧室里面是那样的那样的豪华，我不敢想象有人睡在里面能够睡着，因为有那么多东西可以看。
And my favorite room in the whole castle.
这个是我在这个城堡中最喜欢的一个房间。
But the builder wouldn't build me such a library.
但是我的造房子给我造房子的人不会在这里给我造这么一个图书馆。
So when Hearst read about some rare work of art that he didn't own, he was determined to buy it.
当这个赫斯知道有一个艺术品是这样的好，他没有的话，他真是很他要去。
He sent his agents everywhere in America and into Europe to find the sought-after piece that he wanted.
他派了很多的这个人办事的人员去在美国或者在欧洲去找一个这个艺术品的踪迹。
After months and months of searching,
通过几个月的寻找。
The agent came back and reported that he finally found the piece.
派出去的人回到他这里，然后告诉他，他已经找到那个东西了。
It was in the warehouse of the Hearst Castle.
他就是在赫斯这个他的房子的仓库里面。
They had been searching for something that they already owned.
他在那里找一个东西，这个东西他们已经拥有了。
Had he looked at the manifest and the catalog of what he owned, he would have seen that piece of treasure that he wanted.
如果看一看这个赫斯看一看他的清单的话，他的财宝的清单的话，他会找到这个他正在找的那个清单。
He would have saved himself a lot of time and money.
他会省下很多的人力和财富的。
So my question,
我的问题就是
，Are we sitting on something that we don't even know we have?
是不是我们坐在那个 一个东西一个财宝上面，那个财宝我们已经拥有的。
Is the power of Jesus Christ going to stop me from leaning on my horn the next time somebody makes me angry on the road?
是不是耶稣基督会给我力量？下一次如果我在路上碰到情况的话，我就不再按喇叭了。
I pray that He will.
我祷告神，因为他会的。
Christ has been given all power and authority.
基督是给予了所有的能力和权柄的。
Christ's power and authority is given to help us overcome whatever giants we are facing today.
基督的能力和权柄帮助我们能够面对和克服今天我们所面对的这个大的事情大的困难。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your message.
主啊，谢谢你今天给我们的信息。
That I will learn it myself.
今天我要自己学这个信息。
That the authority and power that you've given to your son will be beneficial to us.
你给你儿子的能力，能够对我们能够也有好处。
That we understand that Jesus Christ is Lord and He is God.
我们知道主耶稣基督他是神。
That He is there at creation.
他在那里创造了这个世界。
And it is holding the universe together today.
他今天也使宇宙在他的手中。
That you have your glorious plan for each and every Christian.
因主，你对我们对每一个基督徒都有一个神圣的计划。
And that Lord, if there is anyone among us in this room today who hasn't accepted Jesus Christ, may you speak to their hearts.
主啊，如果今天在我们中间所做的人中间还没有接受耶稣基督做救主的话，请你对他们的心说话。
May each of us find strength from you to renew our faith in you.
愿我们每一个人在你中找到能力，能够使我们的信心加强。
We pray this in the name of the victorious Christ.
我们在这里凭耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.